Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now I know what you're thinking. I love Comedy Arcade, but I wish I could see it with my eyes. Well, I've got good news. You can. We are everywhere this summer doing live shows. We will be at Camden Fringe at 2 North Down and the Water Rats on the 7th and 8th of August for a sexy two-night stand of Comedy Arcade Live. And then Edinburgh Fringe. You didn't believe it was going to happen. I didn't believe it was going to happen. It's happening. The 25th to the 29th of August, we will be at the Counting House Ballroom at 7:30 every day of that week, showing you an absolutely brilliant good time. You can get your tickets from where tickets are sold. If you follow me on social, I'm basically going to be ramming it down your throat for the next 6 weeks. So strap in, people. We're going to have a wild ride. Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vic Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting. Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, everybody. I've got a really exciting panel, and I'm looking forward to chatting to them. So my first guest today is the magnificent Felicity Ward. How are you?
I'm pretty good, by which I mean my son is at nursery and I'm exhausted.
Okay, cool. Is that the business as usual level of good for you now?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment we've just had a very challenging week, which lots of parents have every day of their life. We are fortunate enough to have my in-laws 10 minutes up the road, and they went on holidays for 10 days, and I got a lot of work in that 10-day period, and my husband and I are shattered. And we went to Eastbourne over the weekend, and that was our first road trip with the toddler. And he was amazing down there. And to be fair, he was amazing back. He just had only had a 7-minute nap where he usually has a 3-hour nap. So that brought up some feelings for all of us at Cobham Services.
Oh, our glamorous lives.
Yeah, look, I don't want to brag, but we have a Ford Fiesta. So probably a 2011 model.
Oh, within the last decade, that's technically classed as new. All right, showing off. John Robertson, I would ask how you are, but you've got COVID. So.
Yes, I do. Yep, welcome. I've got 3 days till I'm allowed back out, and the government rang this morning to go, hey, you know, if on Saturday you're still coughing, don't leave your house, which was great. Yeah, it was great. They went, oh, no, the app will tell you you can go, but if you've still got COVID, by no means leave. So that's cool. They've literally just gone, yeah, remain in your house until you stop being sick, which makes total sense. But just in case I was going to run around with the phone going, no, look, it's fine. Green circle, green circle, green circle. Yeah, like, and to be fair, while I'm okay, thanks to the miracle of vaccination, look, I can't walk up the stairs without going, yep. I might lie down for 6 hours. Yep. So if I do still have COVID, I might make it out the door and never make it back in.
Yes. So stay where you are.
I'm sorry to tell you that the COVID exhaustion lasts for weeks/months.
Well, I don't have a child, so it's okay.
Yeah. Strongbow still doesn't taste the same since I had it, and I had it in April of last year.
Well, thank God. Well, at least there's
Strongbow
a small mercy.
Is dead. Good. To me. It hurts. I occasionally forget, and I remember. And I try it again. And I think maybe today's the day that my taste buds return to normal. Maybe now I've got normal taste buds. So I used to like strong though. So that's, you know, that's a bigger question.
When I drank, I found cider very late in my drinking career. And like, I would say in the last month of my drinking career, I found strong, but I'm like, that's nice. Oh,
yes.
And then I stopped and forever.
I'm probably so sorry. I can't believe this. I genuinely thought, Vix, that COVID rewiring your nervous system and changing how your tongue works would have improved the taste of Strongbow. I thought the same.
Yeah, no, thank you. The same. I'm definitely the same, 100%. I had a really bad experience with cider, with Strongbow specifically at uni. And it just reminds me of being an idiot, like an idiot with not enough money to get proper alcohol.
That's all alcohol for me. And every flavour of alcohol tastes like regret on some level.
I like every day where I realise I'm an idiot with enough money.
I don't have to buy Strongbow now. I could go more premium, but I won't. I won't.
I didn't drink beer. So it was like the only, I really tried to drink beer. I sound like I drink beer. I look like I drink beer. But I just couldn't get on it. Vodka, yes. Bourbon, lovely stuff. Rocket fuel, occasionally.
We will get through the introductions. Eliza Arden, how are you?
I am absolutely loving the oppressive heat. I'm very here for it. I'm in my element, living my best life, sweaty, moist all over, and genuinely loving every second of it. So
do you think your Turkish heritage is helping you manage the heat more, or
Turkish heritage, upbringing in Australia, like I'm sorted.
Yeah,
like,
why is there such a strong Australian contingent today?
Yeah, what is this Gallipoli special you're doing? We're all very upset.
Are you all used to being like the token one?
Yeah, yeah. Jokes aren't going to fly today. Yeah. We're going to be very, very specific where you're going to be excluded, Vix.
The last panel I did was three people from Southend as well. So it's the same thing.
It's absolutely the same thing. People from different countries. Yeah. Look, to be fair, Flick, the last time I saw you, we were on an Australia Day special in London.
Were we? Where was that?
The venue has probably been demolished since, but it was it was a big successful day that just involved a whole bunch of people coming out and realizing so I'm Australian set wasn't going to work that night since everyone was.
You got to do your real niche shit.
Yeah. So gang, aggro.
Paul Keating, anyone?
Ooh.
Sorry, Vix, it started already.
It's all right. It can be like that on all women lineups as well, though, when four women have done age-related material, like, you know, you're getting old when, and I'm like, oh no, I was going to do that.
Or every single person comes out and they're like, so anyway, thrush.
I'll be honest, I've never had thrush material.
Really? I have so much of it. Like,
congratulations.
99% you describe yourself as full body moist.
I'm proud of you.
Right. That is not the first category, Thrush.
Can I just ask really quickly, is it Elida?
It's Elida.
Elida, great.
If you forget it, it rhymes with spider.
Great.
And so we'll just call you spider.
Cider. Ah! Yeah.
Where did you grow up in Australia?
In Brisbane. I was in Brisbane.
I mean, we're really stretching the corners here, guys.
Yeah, I know. Like
Brisbane,
all
Central Coast, Perth.
All points covered.
I was born in Maryborough, so I was born in Queensland.
There we are.
Oh, no one knows that. I shouldn't have mentioned that. Yeah. Edit that out. That's not good.
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to have been born in Queensland.
No, not at all.
Several people are looking for you.
Yes.
Right, we will go. We're gonna do it. Got my finger ball out. And the category is unpopular opinions. Who's got one?
I had one the other day that I was like, I've absolutely forgotten it. Someone else go first. I'll come with you.
While we're here, that's some good bloody technique. I've got a funny thing. I'll just get all the way through it. Can you guys do something less funny? And then I'm going to do this and I'll read a little like a callback almost. No. Can somebody go and open for Flick's material, please?
Yeah, if we need a support act. So who's going to MC this
baby,
event?
Okay? Yeah. I've got damage to my head.
I've got COVID.
Elida, it's on you, Elida.
All right,
give me an unpopular opinion.
I opened with this already. Everybody in the UK is like, oh, God, it's too hot. I fucking love it. I love the oppressive heat. I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. There is the reason for this, I'll explain this logic behind it, is that by nature, I'm quite a sweaty person. And so when I walk into a situation, if I've like walked maybe an extra 10 minutes from the tube station or something and I arrive in a room, I'm always sort of slightly moist and glistening. And I look around and everybody's quite well put together because nobody else is quite as sweaty as me. But in this sort of oppressive heat, it levels the playing field.
You're the queen. Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody is disgusting and therefore it's quite beautiful. So, I mean, it's not exactly, you know, gold star material, but it's a truth, and that is my truth.
I love it. Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw you, I thought, who is that shiny woman?
She's radiant or very warm.
Yeah. She's gone full face with a highlighter stick. Oh, what a beautiful story, John. What a beautiful
well, hang on. I'll give you an unpopular opinion.
I bet you will.
I certainly will. But unfortunately, not unpopular enough to be cancelled in a lucrative way.
Okay.
Now, I don't
have any of those either.
No, I know none of us do. If we did, we'd be busy today.
Yeah, no venue will run my show because I've been cancelled. Or is it? Because I'm just not known.
Yeah, no venue will run my show. I have a large, thriving internet audience who stocked my Patreon with cash. Oh, it's such a shame to say the unsayable. my big one, look, my big unpopular opinion is that the longer I live and the more I think about my behavior at school, because I was a shrill, hugely emotional, obsessed with Star Trek boy at school, and the other boys just kicked the shit out of me. And the more I remember myself, the more I'm like, oh no, they were right. They were right. Anyway. I mean, they didn't have to keep doing it, you know, like once we reached our 30s, that's a real shame. But but the more I remember me, the more I remember what I actually did, I'm like, I was not some cowering, nerdy victim. I used to spit on them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's some participation there.
A little bit of call and response from Johnny. You know, what do you do? Fuck off. Yeah.
That's how I deal with hecklers.
Well, yeah, or other people, as, you know, other people call them. But yes, yeah, hecklers.
God. So you wouldn't like you if you met you now?
Oh, I don't like me now.
Oh.
You know, but I like...
None of us like ourselves now.
No, we like you.
This is why we're here doing this.
No, you raise a good point. You don't get into comedy because you like yourself. You want someone to like you.
God, no.
Yeah, for a minute.
Please validate me for this 5 minutes.
Yeah, but at the same time, we all go out and present the worst version of ourselves for 20 minutes. Oh, God, that's even more telling. This is how bad it gets. And it's amplified through a system. Do you like this?
God, that is so true. I'm very much my worst self for laughs.
I'm back in therapy, so I'm so sorry. I'm just I'm just aping points. So.
I'm not ready for this like self-acceptance. Okay, this is meant to be funny.
How long have you been doing stand-up for, Vix?
2.5 years now. Yeah, so I've still got hope.
Yeah. It gets to a point where you're like, I think I need to look at myself because all of this is just coming out on stage and I don't know if this is a safe environment for that information.
That was the point I reached before I found comedy, though. I was like, I'm oversharing at this kettle. I need something else. How are you, Vix? Well, let me tell you, last night I laid down and I thought, I'm never going to get back up. Oh, no. I don't even know this man from IT's name. Now he looks like he's going to go and lie down and never get up.
Shall we do it together? No, that's a suicide pact. Anyway.
That REM video. Just everyone in the startup laying around, surrounded by beanbags, just crying. maybe holding each other. I don't know. Did you have a popular opinion?
Yeah. Look, it's not funny. It's going to make a lot of people angry.
It's fine. We're ready for it.
Toy Story 3 is the weakest of the franchise.
You'll get nothing but agreement from me.
Yeah. I feel respect and appreciation for that opinion.
Yep. It's just, like
just don't believe he ever would have done that, what he did at the end, would he? I don't believe he'd have done it.
Yeah. Look, it was...
I don't want to spoiler it for anyone who hasn't seen it. But
I find the behaviour of the imaginary doll unbelievable.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Better on a second viewing, and it's also better when you're not at Edinburgh Fringe Festival having your breakdown year. And it was a time where I, like right at the end of that film, it was 2011, and I was having the worst Edinburgh I'd ever had, and we're about 3 weeks in, and I thought, We're at the scene. You know what? Spoiler alert, it's 10 years later, we're fine. We're in the furnace. They're all holding hands. Yeah. And I thought, if they go in, I'm done. I genuinely thought, I actually can't face all of those toys burning to death. Then I'm going to. I can't take that. Upon watching it, it's not as harrowing and it is more entertaining. But it just... I don't know. I think there's a grimness to it and there's a lack of jokes that the first two have. The first two are jam-packed with jokes. It's – and, yeah, I've got a lot of Pixar opinions.
I love them. I want to hear them all. I watched Inside Out on a plane once and I just sobbed solidly for the last 45 minutes while the person next to me, who I didn't know, laughed. Yeah. I was like, this will be a nice uplifting thing. No, harrowing. Absolutely harrowing.
I liked Inside Out, but I didn't like it like other people like it.
No.
Up, on the other hand, I watched when I was leaving my long-distance boyfriend flying back from Edinburgh to Australia, and I watched Up. And they get separated in those first 20 minutes.
And then you had a nice sort of 26-hour journey on your own to come to terms with that.
I thought children's films were meant to be like happy, but some of them absolutely dreadful. There's one called Ferdinand about bullfighting, and it opens with his dad going to a bullfight and never coming back, and then putting his horns on the wall. It's not too much of a spoiler. It's all in like the first 10 minutes. It's like, this isn't for children. I'm crying. John Cena's the bull. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to unpack. He was such a good dad. You just got that straight away. The nerdy bull in the yard was like, oh, dad, one day I'll be in the ring like you. The dad's all supportive. Dead dad within 10 minutes.
Oh, your kid, like an Edinburgh Fringe show kills your father at 45 minutes. A kid's movie kills your parents in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tangled, you know, when they were covering up that picture of him in the castle.
Yeah, Bambi's mother, you know. Long live
Mufasa, yeah. What about
Nemo? It goes on and on.
Fox and Hound, yeah.
Rare. I'm impressed that you brought
it up. Nice to hear it.
Yeah. Deep cut. That is a deep cut.
Sorry. My wife and I were destroyed by Happy Feet. We endless weeping. It from go to woe, we just couldn't handle it. And I at one point just went, the penguin's got a speech impediment. We couldn't do it.
Oh, comedians, we're not well.
But then also watching back now, watching Robin Williams do Lovecraft, which is not a white person's voice.
No.
It's challenging. A decade later, you're like, I thought at the time, it's just not great now.
Bit of inside cricket that might not make the edit. I was in the brief times when I was still at the Sydney Comedy Store, they were doing Happy Feet 2, I think, in the studio. Right. And there was a guy who, he was one of the supplementary penguins, and he just got on a weekend at the store just by going, oh, I might bring Robin. Robin might come.
Amazing.
Oh, Robin didn't go. He went to fucking Jacques Barrett's room in Bondi.
Amazing.
And it was great. This guy used to just come on stage and he's just like, look at you guys with your white guy names. What's your name? Dick? Bob? And yeah, I just remember workmen sitting next to me just going, this shit is as old as the hills. And just staring.
What a bold play, though. I admire his pluck. Yeah.
Oh, it was genius. I'm a cartoon penguin in a movie featuring one of the most famous comedians on the planet. Probably never been in the booth with him. Probably never met him.
He'll pop in.
Yeah. I'll get Robin to come around. I'm like, no, Robin is in the place next to a place called the Comedy Store and has made the choice not to come. It's pretty obvious.
Oh, no. Oh, well, he got the stage time.
I think he got some of my fee.
that lucrative comedy store fee.
Oh my God, Flick, I found an invoice from 2011. Oof. Unbelievably bad. Unbelievably bad. Unbelievable.
How bad? Me and Eliza don't get paid for comedy very often.
Yeah, bringing the American,
tell us what we can look forward to.
Bringing the American pricing system to Australia is how you would say it. You know, the old, the old. Well, look, they went on strike in 1975. We haven't raised the money since then. And these guys went, well, it's 2011 in Australia. Yeah, we're going to bring that back. So big fun.
I did the improv on Melrose and I think I got $7 in cash. And then they asked me for my social security number. And I said, I don't have one. I'm on a visa. And they're like, we don't know how to pay this. Then I said, I will give you the $7 back because I'm not doing paperwork for $7.
What, they put the $7 in your hand basically and then took it away?
Well, no, they ended up going, it's fine. But it was like, tip at your waiters, whatever you need to do. I'm not burnt up about the $7.
Oh, look, I did a Mexican sandwich restaurant in Vegas. And
Classic venue.
It was me and Joe, my wife, and they went, the guy just sort of, he was terrible. It was like a bad open micer running it. He thought he was Don Rickles. He was not, you know, and he, you know, it's just a guy saying awful things and wondering why
Tale
it doesn't work.
As old as time.
Yeah. No, man, I'm really, yeah. But I just remember him coming up to me and going, okay, you can go up to the counter, one sandwich. That was the pay for the gig, was one Mexican sandwich. Ooh, and I was sort of looking like, I was like, this is my wife. And I could tell, I was like, no, final offer, one sandwich.
Did you game it?
What sandwich did you get?
Yeah. Did you game it like a meal deal? You're like, is the most expensive one? I don't even want it.
No. It was one sandwich under this budget. And yeah, I gave it to my wife and it was great. And then we just sat down and watched a guy do a 20-minute rap piece called Stop Asking Me What Kind of Asian I Am.
Cool.
Oh.
Big day for everybody.
Wow. Why do we do this? I don't know. It's not a joke question. I can switch
off
the recorder.
Maybe you are getting to therapy closer.
What am I doing with my life?
Don't.
No, you know what? Let's
I'd
just
like therapy more if you gave me a sandwich at the end.
Yeah, next one.
Spin the ball, spin the ball. Right, okay. Inappropriate crushes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mine is Triton from The Little Mermaid at the moment.
Oh, that's lovely, though.
I know.
Big one. Fishman, yes.
Yeah, he's got a lot
Fish
of power.
Daddy.
He's got a kingdom. He's sensitive. He was just trying to stop his daughter from going for a tall man with good hair. You know, she didn't love him. They just met.
The body, like the hot bod, he has got abs for days.
I've spent too much time thinking about how that would work.
But Elida, I mean, the day does end and it ends with scales.
I'm okay with that. Like, that's, I'm into it.
But is it like maybe it's like concealed, like an animal penis? So it just, I haven't Googled it yet, but I'm close to Googling it, is what I'm saying. Anyway.
Mine is a couple of years old.
Okay.
And I'm going to make people very uncomfortable here.
I'm ready.
Roger the Kangaroo. Now, this was an Instagram account of a kangaroo that was pretty buff. And
they are so hench.
Yeah. And this one would always do like sexy poses. And I'm like, all right, Roger. He's passed away, unfortunately, so that one's come to an end. But it was one of those things where it was like...
That wasn't the obstacle to your love, though, was it?
It wasn't. It was the fact that I don't actually love kangaroos and animals. But there was a bit in me that it went, if I had to, of any of the animals, probably Roger. I hope my mother-in-law listens to this.
I'm glad you met your husband.
Does your partner know about the Roger the Kangaroo affection?
I don't know, but I don't think it would surprise him either.
Have you checked his Instagram favourites?
Yeah.
You never know.
Maybe it's something you could bond over. They are humanoid and hench, though.
Well, sorry,
and
some couples want a unicorn, some want a kangaroo. Get them up. Sorry.
It's okay. At the live show I did at Cambridge Comedy Festival, Carl Donnelly said Priti Patel. So the kangaroo's still not number one in the most inappropriate crush category. Oh, Luke Conran doubled down with Fred West. It was quite a day. I was like, oh, the Disney Fox Robin Hood. And I was like, nope, you've gone in a different creative direction.
Oh my God.
I know. I genuinely thought Esther Manito had maxed out with Michael Barrymore, but no, you guys have got more to give, and I love that. But yeah, basically, Roger's firmly mid-table, to be honest.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
We have heard so much worse.
I'll work on it for next time.
John Robertson, do you want to surprise us? Because I don't think you'd think any crush was particularly inappropriate, apart from maybe Priti Patel.
Yeah, I mean, and look, to be honest, with the nerd scenes I run around, it's nice to hear that the people who fantasize about the Nazis and the people who fantasize about the animals aren't the same people, because there's a surprisingly large number of them. People are, oh, just loving a badger dressed as an SS officer. Ugh. Anyway, the... let's see. An inappropriate.
You've seen some things, haven't you, John?
I have seen some things. I might see them again in a minute. I've got to do more internet later. look, inappropriate crushes. The animals are all covered, but this is the one that's coming to me. And this one will be covered with my semen. Nala from Lion King.
The Lion King.
Adult Nala. Oh, yeah. The nuzzling.
It's the eyes that she makes to Simba when they're like having their, and she's all like, and it's not quite as like weird as that.
it's the eyes. It's the bit where when they're adults, they play the game that they played as kids, and she goes Pinge again. It's the fact that I had a girlfriend who once genuinely did that to me and then went Pinge again. And I was just like, this is great. And I'm like, and my dad is dead. Yes. Oh. Oh, I am the Lion King.
Imitate life.
That's exactly. Now give me an emotional scar. Yes.
No, not an uncle.
No.
And for people who are listening who aren't sure if they want to come to my Camden Fringe live comedy arcade, John will be there. This is the kind of material you can expect.
Also, just because of what Flick just said, I'm going to do this just for fun. It wasn't a crush, but there was a terrible moment once, and it was when I met my long-lost adult cousin. I'd never met my cousin before. But the thing is, she looked like me, and I just went, oh, she looks hot. Good. That was it. Like, oh, and there's that moment going, not your cousin, you redneck fool.
Oh my God.
Don't live down. That's the Brisbane in you. That's the Brisbane in you.
It was about to be the Brisbane in both of us. You know, so.
Eliza, do you have any animal or incestuous thoughts to share with us before we close the category?
Much as I would love to oblige the internet with those horrors, I don't. I'm very vanilla. Like, I am very, very vanilla insofar as I don't fancy cartoons. I mean, I do fancy Aladdin a little bit, but like, that makes sense, right? Like, it's the little vest and the little, like, the cool chin. Like,
why hasn't he got nipples? That's weird.
Doesn't he have nipples?
He doesn't. Oh. I've Googled it.
the closest thing that I will say, this is an anomaly for me, but not for others. Again, this is a very boring answer because I think everybody should fancy him, but Jordan Pickford.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
He's an absolute babe. He's just, he's a total babe. And the thing for me is, like, my usual taste in men is, like, the more skeletal, the more, like, emotionally, like, withdrawn, the more kind of, like, tortured and, like, self-hating, the better, right? Yeah. And so to have someone who is so kind of like emotionally kind of like, yeah, I'm fucking amazing. Hey, I can't believe you made me do my job. Fuck you. Like, so someone so assertive is like, that's a departure for me.
Sure.
So, so as I say, not wildly inappropriate, but.
Inappropriate for you. I like that.
Do you know what I'd call it? I wouldn't call it inappropriate. I'd call it growth.
Oh my God, yes, you're right. It is growth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Welcome to our therapy session.
Yeah. comedy psychodynamic arcade is really good.
I know. This is the spin-off series I didn't know I needed, but here we are. I feel seen. I feel understood. I feel like I'm going to go for another ball.
Yeah, I'm so sorry in the middle of your game show, another podcast broke out. This is really
I haven't got time for any more. No.
Is Jim Goldsmith going to show up? Ask him if I'm happy.
He was on the one I recorded last week, actually.
Was he happy?
No.
Because when I did his podcast, like I love him like a brother, but I'd never heard a whole episode because I just don't listen to everything, as probably quite clear from interactions. Sorry. But yeah, at the end, he just turned and went, "Are you happy?" And I didn't know that was the gimmick of his podcast. And I wept. And I went home and I was like, "Who the fuck does Stu think he is asking me that?
How did he pick up that I needed to speak about this?" You were not mentally prepared for that question.
No.
That's a big question.
Yeah, but also, bad comedian, do your research. Fuck's sake, man's got a catchphrase.
But he does want to know. That would be his dream, that someone would weep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I supplied it.
What was the answer, though? Are you happy? I don't listen to that podcast.
It was me again. No, I just went, yeah, man. Okay. And then it goes out. And then I just went home like, why?
Is that where the podcast ends?
Yeah,
as well?
It ends
just like, that you trailing off. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I don't know. Why are you asking me that? I haven't even asked myself that.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know how. How do you?
No one's ever asked me before. No one's ever asked me. Oh, he doesn't listen to any podcast that he records with other people anyway, he said. So he doesn't listen either. So don't feel bad about it. Because I said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll fix that in the edit." He was like, "I won't know. I don't listen to them." I was like, "Okay, great, cool."
I really like the naivety.
Hurtful directness.
Yeah, but that idea of going, "Oh, I said something on something recorded. As long as I don't listen to it, it doesn't exist."
It doesn't exist.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, that's like, apply that to everything across life.
Love that confidence in himself and also in the veracity of my podcast listening audience. Like, it's not a problem. Those 10 people, they can all ask me direct if they've got an issue.
Just give you a call.
Yeah.
My number is 07864.
like my dad on Facebook with his 10 friends. I'm like, "Dad, just text me. Just text me. You don't need to put a status up. It's fine." He shares all my posts about my London gigs as well.
Aww.
I know. It's really supportive, but ultimately useless. It's like sharing lost dogs from like San Francisco. It's we're not going to find those dogs. We're not going to find them. Anyway, I can't even remember what the ball was now because I rolled it so long ago. Right. Things that are a mental waste of space. John, are you a mental waste of space?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Vic? Are you happy? Are you happy? Look, you're asking the guy who's in lockdown again at his house, and yeah, everything is a mental waste of space. While I was coming up the stairs this morning, I just went, "You know, John, not everything needs 2 hours of introspection." You know? So at the moment, it's literally everything. Like sitting down and going, "Remember when this activity used to be enjoyable in a different context on another continent? Or you could just play Street Fighter, you fucking idiot." You know? So that's what's happening with me. Let's see. So mental fixation, they're a total waste of time. Here we go. I was playing Street Fighter 3. The final version of it. And I've got...
It's important that you're specific on that.
No, we
all know all of the iterations.
Like, I work with nerds and it's important.
Don't fuck this up, John.
All I have is an inventory of facts that don't matter. And if I don't have them, I'm not even happy.
You happy?
What is this? Oh my God, have I joined the Scientologist? Can you just repeat the idea? It's like a miser exercise. But I was playing this old game and I've got the program from my best friend's funeral up on my shelf. And she liked Street Fighter when we were 18. And I'm sitting there at age 36 telling her how well my game's going, playing Street Fighter. And then at one point I was like, "You don't care. You stopped caring when we were 20. Oh God. And then I'm like, "Now my dead friend thinks I'm a loser." Right? That went on. And then I told my therapist this, and he just looked at me like it was nothing and sort of went, oh, yeah. And then just moved on to the next thing, didn't want to talk about it. I'm like, and it's not even special. I've just spent the last week going, I'm talking to my dead friend. And he's like, yeah, everyone talks to their dead friend. What?
I'm talking to my dead friend and boring her with information that's not relevant.
I'm boring her, and my therapist's like, yeah, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. She talked back to you? Nah, I don't give a fuck. So. So that's my current hyperfixation is sitting, you know, like just things that make no sense is sitting in memories of something, being unable to get over that, turning that into a new space that I'm in. And then my therapist sort of going, have you ever thought about working? You thought about doing something else with your time. Don't bore me with this. He doesn't actually say that. He just sort of sits there and goes, there was something you said. And then he picks it out from 5 minutes before when I wasn't talking about that. Great.
Yeah. Whereas it's for me, it's like, oh, that friend normally puts a kiss on the text, but she hasn't today. Oh my God, she hates me.
No. I do that all the time. Stop it. Oh my God.
It doesn't mean anything. It just
means. What did I do?
Yeah, it just means maybe you're in a different pattern of communication to other people. Maybe they've been talking to a lot of men and they don't put kisses on there. It's not about you. I think the trouble is, I think everything's about me.
Yeah. It is.
It is about you.
Yeah.
Everything is about me.
Yeah. Everything is about Flick.
Well, yeah, because nothing starts until you arrive. Like all the signs point to the fact that...
All the signs point to me. You're absolutely...
Four main characters in the chat. What are we going to do? An ambitious crossover of dreams. Also, I know the calories and like everything and I don't remember when I was taught that.
Oh.
It's like, oh, boiled egg, 98. What? I don't want to know that information. I don't want to get rid of it. Grim.
That's grim.
Grim, I think because so many women's magazines in the 90s were publishing that stuff.
Right.
Because there was that, that time. 37 on Saturday.
One, you look very good for 37. And I'm sorry that you were reading women's magazines at such a young age.
Well, they were just hanging around. I like take a break because, you know, it was full of absolute nonsense. Like, I sucked my hair for 6 months and then a tree grew in my stomach. like those kind of that's horror stories.
Stuff. Yeah, that's the good stuff. Yeah, that's not a women's magazine. That's sci-fi. No,
it's take a break. It's that and the life hacks you get at the back where it's like, oh, I made a clock out of peanuts and on the hour I eat one and that's my life. I sent one in for a laugh once and won £250. It's brilliant. Yeah. I know.
Of a fake story that you made up.
No, just a life hack. I found some hooks and I hooked them under the cupboards and hooked some mugs onto them. I was like, save money on a mug rack by putting these little hooks there. Yeah. What a money spinner. What a money spinner.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
So yeah, if things aren't working out, if you go into lockdown again, you need some extra cash. We can come up with convoluted life hacks and they will publish them.
I like 250 quid.
No, it's loads. It's been 250 quid for about 20 years though. There's no inflation on it. It's like you've been framed. Send in your film of falling out of a chair. 250 quid. Yeah. My mum still loves those programs. She loves to see people falling over. She's proper old school. Like anything will do. Someone getting a bag in the face because of high winds.
Everyone judges those shows. So I remember being backstage at like a comedy gala and it wasn't going to start for a couple of hours and there was TV on and one of those You've Been Framed shows. It's called Australia's Funniest Home Videos.
Love that show.
So that came on and all the comedians are like, ugh. Within minutes, streaming, all of us.
Yeah.
He got on the tire and it broke and he fell in the water.
There is nothing funnier. I will defend this.
Kick in the dick. Kid in the fence on a trike.
Yeah. Kick in the face.
Animal not seeing a glass sliding door.
Man going down a water slide, coming off the side. It's like he'll be catastrophically injured. Scenes. I cannot contain myself.
Amazing scenes.
When you think about people going off to Paris to go and study clowning with Gaulier, and all it is, well, we just want to break down the innocence of play. It's like, yeah, just fall off something. That's what kids do.
Just get yourself up. Yeah, that's it.
all of the pretension and the fun that we put on top of our very silly job. And then, yeah, it's like, and then the penguin went for a slide and it knocked that child over.
Headbutt straight into him. I've seen that video.
Someone pants themselves by accident.
No. Unbelievable.
Take my money. Take my money.
I'd watch that Edinburgh Fringe show. Oh, it's the best. There are two videos that I will watch when I'm sad. There's one of a woman who used to be in a band called Liberty X, Michelle Heaton. And she is, I'm laughing just thinking about it. She's unveiling a car on an episode of The Apprentice and she just goes over. And like, it never fails to make me laugh. And Gemma Collins falling down the hole when she was presenting that award. She stepped back and just fell into a hole. And like, which is what I want to happen to her on a regular basis. So to see it come to life before my eyes. Yep. Never fails to cheer up my day.
There's a video on YouTube. There's a of a model like with very high heels on. She loses it. She regains stability. She loses it again. It's like, honestly, it's like that video of the goat trying to scramble over a plastic bridge. And then she ends up falling down. It's just, I mean, it's been around for 10 years minimum. And it's still.
Oh. It's so good. I know exactly the one. She looks like Bambi trying to take her first steps. Like. It's amazing.
Oldie but goodie. Right, somehow we've come to the end of the game.
Hey.
On three categories.
a new record.
Yeah, I'm into it though. It's because I often let these run on and then the edit is a nightmare, so I'm trying to be a bit more efficient.
Yeah, great.
So I do get carried away with chat, you will have noticed. But while I'm totting up the scores, let's go around and talk about what we're doing with our lives professionally. Let's be specific, because otherwise we'll start sharing again. And like I said, I'm really trying to make these episodes shorter. Yeah,
can you all stop having feelings? Yeah. He doesn't like them.
No, can you just keep it to dates and places you can be found?
Can you deal with your feelings on your own time?
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind, I'm supposed to be at work. I've got my laptop here.
Right.
Just moving the mouse around like I'm present.
Flick, if it's okay with you, I really want to repurpose what you've just said as anytime someone asks me, what's the best heckle you've ever heard? That's it. As of now, is the idea of someone leaning forward going, can you deal with your feelings in your own time?
In your own time.
That is so savage. That's going to be the title of the episode.
I think very early on when I was far more aggressive with my counter heckles because my audience, because I was opening for Chopper, I remember saying, I'm going to do what your mother did and ignore you.
Oh my God.
Oof. Where I take psychological concepts and appropriate them into meaning. And that's what I did when I was drinking. That's why I don't drink anymore. Too much truth. Mean, knowledgeable truth.
Yeah, that's what the crowd going to see Chopper Reed wants.
Yeah. But they do. They're like, that was a burn. Yeah, his mum did ignore him.
That's right.
Fuck that unloved guy.
Yeah.
Hurt us the way our hero hurt children.
It's all in the way you do it. You were very mean to me, John, in a very loving way at our last online gig. And
Don't come to me with your whimpering.
Just telling me how shit my gig was. And I was loving it. I was like, more again. I love it. Like, well, it's a very, very specific kink that was, apparently.
Hurt me, Daddy. Hurt me.
Well, I'm just going to quietly leave momentarily. I'm not going to lie. This is the feedback I've always sought and outstanding. Oh, good. It's a shame we recorded this, but nevertheless, right. Oh, how nice to feel wanted.
I love it. Yeah. Got your own separate category now in Vix's little porn hub. I don't have my own porn hub, sadly. But when I'm rich.
You could have one of those little bingo ball spinners.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then you could just pull positions out of it.
I could.
Yeah. You could do like spin, 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 amateur, spin, 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 yes. Wench, spin, spin, spin. I don't know if wench is a
good one. No, wench is one. They do that at the Renaissance Fair. It's great.
Yeah.
Sexy kangaroo.
Roger.
Roger.
Honestly, Google Roger the kangaroo. You'll get it.
I will. I'm sure I will. Anyway, we were talking about what we're doing with our lives. Oh, yeah.
Professionally.
Elida, where can we find you on the socials, gigs? What's coming up?
I'm doing a bunch of mostly open mics across London in the next couple of weeks, providing that I don't test positive or they don't get shut down. I also have my own tarot accounts where I do actual very deep tarot readings. So if anybody wants to look that up, it's Real Vibes Tarot.
And you've got Last Unicorn tarot cards,
and
which
I do.
Is an underrated classic.
I have Last Unicorn tarot cards. Actually, they're like proper shit, but like, you know, there's shit to do tarot with, but really pretty to look at. So
there you go.
Yes, and you can find me on all the socials. It's just my name, Elida Arden, on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. But who the fuck still uses Facebook? So don't bother.
open mic male comedians. That's who.
Yeah, who are all jostling for a spot and adding like young 20-year-old women.
Any women will do.
I've got about 100 unsolicited advice. Yes.
Nice gig you got there. Shame if someone came along and told you I could do it better. Oh, and so that person is you. John Robertson, where can we find you?
I stream 10 times a week on twitch.tv/Robotron, R-O-B-B-O-T-R-O-N. You would have been able to find me at Bed Fringe in a minute, but I've got COVID and not the king of breathing at the moment. So that show's cancelled, but I will be at the Frog and Bucket doing the Dark Room, world's only live action video game, next month in August, and then live shows are coming back. That's all at www.thejohnrobertson.com. But yeah, aside from that, come and watch me wheeze my way through a bunch of online entertainment twice a day over at twitch.tv/Robotron.
I often do have it on my laptop next to me when I'm working. It's really fun, the lunchtime one. So I can personally recommend that. It's like having like colleagues and friends.
Colleagues and friends. And remember, folks, those are separate. Other acts.
They can be. They don't have to be.
They do.
Please.
And as I mentioned, John Robertson is also at my Camden Fringe live show at 2 North Down at 5:30 on the 7th of August. So if you just keep yourself safe, like get yourself in a big old Tupperware, protect yourself from COVID until then.
That'd be helpful.
Yeah. Felicity, what about you?
I've got a very unupdated website, which is to say I've probably got about 3 gigs on there and I have a lot more in real life. I'm doing the Clapham Great. I mean, I don't even know when this comes out.
Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. I'm doing a Stand and Calling Festival. I'm doing Bestival. I'm doing the Country Mile Festival, where I'll be doing a work in progress.
have you written it?
Well, look, there's bits. I'm in Spencer Jones has a sitcom. I think it's BBC, but I don't know which channel. And it's called The Mind of Herbert Clunkerdunk. And I've just finished filming that. So that'll be out soon. And if you're in America, I did a drama series called Wakefield in Australia, which is very, very good. And it's been picked up by Showtime. And they'll be playing it in autumn, which is
congratulations. Very exciting. That's exciting.
Really exciting.
The winner is John Robertson. You got the most points.
Well done.
Thank you.
I think you won last time as well. I'm starting to feel like I might be biased.
Okay. I'm never doing this show again.
I quit.
based on the experience we've all had, that is fair. You guys have been absolutely lovely. Thank you for playing the Comedy Arcade and you are now free to go.
Yay!
Thanks for listening to The Comedy Arcade. There'll be a new episode next Thursday with new balls and new guests. If you liked it, like us any way you can and subscribe and tell all your friends. Also, tell us. We're in all the usual places on all the social media. And if you didn't like it, I've been Sean Walsh and this is What's Upset You Now. The USP is it's only 15 minutes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.